of your people who left in fear so long ago. Cries of sorrow fill the forest on the day she was found beneath the body of her mother, red snow on the ground. Smoke rose upwards from the fires of those who came to kill her. Not from hunger and without honor, till the buffalo were still.
That song was a Medicine Woman that was written by Irene Butler and Mr. Steve Blackwell, who happens to be Carrie's dad. Yeah. Steve, wherever you are. And Steve's playing here this weekend, too. Where is he? Somewhere out there. There he is.
This next tune is called I Did Not Call on Any Angels.
It's on our new tape.
And it's on our new tape. Ready?
Into my world, I don't remember.
has been so true. I did not call on any angels.
Well done. Well done. This is a good incarnation, don't you think? Excellent. Okay. The gentlemen that you see walking on the stage have been with the Florida Folk Festival for a lot of years. John Johnson has been performing for about 27 years. And Martin is 14 years old now, and he started performing when he was four. I'd mentioned earlier when the show first started that I've been coming to the festival long enough to see children who were little babies when I first saw them now on stage performing, and this is one such individual. John Johnson is a very talented instrumentalist, plays a number of different things, and Martin is an accomplished fiddler who's really into Scottish, Irish, and Texan tunes. So it looks like we're about ready to go, so put your hands together for John Johnson and Martin Johnson.
Thank you. do a song of great ecological significance. The fire burns bright in the circle. The candle is passing around. The songs and the poems are merry, but the wind makes a long, doleful sound. Come gather around me, my children. Come in as close as you can. I'll tell you a swamp man's legend, the story of Broccoli Man. Oh, beware, beware, for he's lurking out there while you are taking your ease. He's come to avenge the death of his friends, whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Where an old lady planted her garden, there was nuclear waste in the sand, and the mutated veggies developed to a thing they called Broccoli Man. They found the old lady one morning. She died of a terrible fright, and the broccoli creature was missing. It had fled to the swamps in the night. Oh, beware, beware, for he's lurking out there while you are taking your ease. He's come to avenge the death of his friends, whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Sauce on the side. To you it's just broccoli and breadcrumbs. To him it is rank vegicide. So don't leave the circle of firelight if the hideous monster appears. And I hope that someone brought some cheese sauce. That's the only thing Broccoli Man fears. Oh, beware, beware, for he's lurking out there while you are taking your ease. He's come to avenge the death of his friends, whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Whom you murdered and smothered with cheese. Thank you. We're going to do a couple of Irish tunes. Tam Lynn into Drowsy Maggie. I've always loved a cappella singing, and this is a song that Lisa and I used to do.
She's no longer with us. She's gone off and formed a klezmer band. So Martin and I will carry on the tradition of singing of Black and White, Love and Hate, Magpies.
The magpie brings us tidings of news both fair and foul. She's more cunning than the raven, more wise than any owl. She brings us news of the harvest, of the barley, wheat, and corn. She knows when we'll go to our graves, how we shall be born. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy, five's for silver, six for gold. Seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. She brings good news when from the right, and grief when from the left. Of all the news that's in the air, we know to trust her best. For she sees us at our labor, and she mocks us at our work. She robs the eggs from out of the nest, she can mob the hawk. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy, five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. The priest, he says we are wicked to worship the devil's bird, but we respect the old ways, and we disregard his word. For we know they rest uneasy as we slumber in the night, and we always leave a little bit of meat for the bird that's black and white. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy, five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee.
Thank you.
Powerful music, isn't it? John Johnson and Martin Johnson. You know, it's so wonderful to see all these people coming out. It's just, we all come home to the Florida Folk Festival. Hope y'all feel that way too. Okay. We're going to keep moving right along with a very talented duet. Ken Skeens and Lee Goldsmith hail from Seminole County. Ken is a very, very talented songwriter and was the first winner of the Best Florida Song Contest for the Will McLean Festival. His wife Lee sings with him, and I think you'll agree that their music is beautiful and very inspiring. Please welcome Ken Skeens and Lee Goldsmith.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be a part of this. We'd like to start with a song about all of Florida's rivers. You can close your eyes and do your own video on this. This is called Old Florida River. Dark old
Carry me with your song. Roll on, roll forever. Won't you take me along? Oh, you old Florida River, ever more than you see. Make me one with your spirit. Let me glide on your dream. Oh, you old Florida River, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever. May you run wild and free. Oh, you rolling old river, moving soul all the land. Bless us with your water. Bring life to the sand. Take me to still water where the manatees play. Rolling old river, won't you take me away? Oh, you old Florida River, ever more than you seem. Make me one with your spirit. Let me glide on your dream. Oh, you old Florida River, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever. May you run wild and free. May we see you as sacred, ever clear and serene. May we hold you as holy, ever keep you pristine. Oh, there's a slow-flowing river where the tall cypress grows. She holds fast her secrets, nobody knows. Run quiet, dark water, carry me with your song. Won't you take me along? Oh, you old Florida River, ever more than you seem. Make me one with your spirit. Let me glide on your dream. Oh, you old Florida River, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever. May you run wild and free. Roll on, roll forever. May you run wild and free.
Thank you all. Thank you. This next song is for the Florida Panther called Paw Prints in the Sand.
In a deadly kind of silence that is all across the land, to the haven of Big Cypress, I have come to make a stand. Are you listening? Can you hear me? For I'm nearly out of breath. Hear my scream break the silence, for my race is life or death. Paw prints in the sand. I am running for the backwoods as more trees begin to fall, being pushed into a corner with my back against the wall. Are you listening? Can you hear me? For I'm nearly out of breath. Hear my scream break the silence, for my race is life or death. Paw prints in the sand. This
dark image now is clouded, for I see through misty eyes. Come and run now with my spirit, this proud panther never cries. Are you listening? Can you hear me? Know this before I'm through, for surely with my passing goes a little bit of you. Paw prints in the sand, you see paw prints in the sand. There be paw prints in the sand, in a deadly kind of silence that is all across the land. To the haven of Big Cypress I have come to make a stand. Are you listening? Can you hear me? Know this before I'm through, for surely with my passing goes a little bit of you. Paw prints in the sand, will you see paw prints in the sand? Will there be paw prints in the sand? Can you hear me?
Thank you. We've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Pretty, pretty music. Before we go any further, I would like to acknowledge and compliment our signer, Diane Smirling, who's doing a beautiful job interpreting. Thank you very much. Okay, and I would also like to say good evening to you. I'll be appreciate your attention while I sort of held things together tonight, and I'll be turning the MC duties over to the very capable Miss Jeannie Fitchin. But I do get to introduce our next artists, and they've been longtime favorites of the Florida Folk Festival. They have been singing together as a family since 1971, and I think started probably by Mama Elroy Smakely. And they just have the most beautiful, amazing yodeling harmonies, and they told me that they were going to do some of that for you this evening. So I think that we're about ready to go. Familiar performers and always favorites, the Makely family.
Hi. The first song we're going to do is not a yodeling song, but it is an original. My sister Gail wrote it in honor of our mother and had us all work it up and do it as a surprise for her on Mother's Day. And now she's going to sing it along with us. It's called Chicken in the Pot.
I can still remember when I was just a kid, sitting around watching Mama, wishing I could do what she did. I'd ask her what she was fixing, she'd just look at me and smile, and say, I never know till it's done, honey, I'll tell you after a while.
Throw another chicken in the pot, come and get it while it's hot. We never had much money, but we had the stars above. We had the finer things, we had love.
Well, my mama was just a young thing when the doctor took her hand. He said my daddy was ailing, but she took it like a man. She said, don't worry, doctor, the Lord will see.
Chicken in the pot, come and get it while it's hot. We never had much money, but we have the stars above. We have the finer things, we have the love.
Well, you know, we spent our childhood dancing through the woods, learning Mother Nature and how she was so good.
chicken in the pot. Come and get it while it's hot. We never had much money, but we had the stars above. We had the finer things. We had the love.
Yes,
we had the finer things. We had the love.
Thank you. Now we're going to yodel. And if you've ever heard us at White Springs before, you've heard us do this one. It's called He Taught Me to Yodel. As soon as Batani gets that guitar. There we go. I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be to try to learn to yodel and go yodely-lodely. I met up with a Swiss boy, he was handsome as could be. I'll teach you all to yodel just like he taught it to me. He taught me to yodel, yodel-lodely, yodel-lodely, yodel-lodely. This is how to yodel, yodel-lodely, yodel-lodely, yodel-lodely. Olay, olo, yodely lodi, ayti, yodely lodi, yodely lodi. Olay, olo, yodely lodi, ayti, yodely lay, yodely lodi.
Music. glad to share it with the birds and bees.
Adi-da-lay-y.
More than 20 years of memories of playing music.
We love that music.
And joining musical souls, we may leave our hearts forever in White Springs.
Adi-da-lay-y.
Another big hand for them. Isn't that wonderful? I always have a sore throat after listening to them. I've been listening to them for, who knows, I've been coming here for 31 years. I'm Jeannie Fitchin. I'll be with you for the next few hours this evening. I remember the Makeleys from way, way back when, the early days when I was coming to the Florida Folk Festival. They're a real treasure. And I don't know of any other family that can do what they do. It's so beautifully, too. So we're going from North Florida, Jacksonville, all the way down south to the bottom of the state, to the Miami area, where we have a wealth of talent, as you all know. Our next performer is a funny, funny lady. She writes wonderful environmental political songs, as well as some very thoughtful songs. And she's just a terrific performer. And we're happy to have her here with us tonight. Please welcome Valerie Caracappa and
Harrison Rue.
Hank Rue.
Yeah, all right. This is it. The full moon, the cool weather, and we are here. But I'm going to take you from South Florida. I'm gonna move you up back in the middle of the state. And I want y'all to help me on this song. This is a song dedicated to all the native people from Orlando. Who here is from Orlando? Oh, yeah. You got your ears on? Here we go. Tourists jet into Orlando for their great big family vacation. Some folks live there year-round, but they got reservations of their own. Kind of hard to call a mousetrap home, especially since that rat bit at Orlando. The dirty little rat bit at Orlando. Now, Florida's got a lot of swampland. In the 60s, swampland was hard to sell. Disney made them boys an anonymous offer. They were happier than hell. They moved away. Rest of folk had to stay. Pay up to that rat that in Orlando. Dirty little rat that in Orlando. You know the one. M-I-C. See you real soon. K-E-Y. Why? Because we like your financial plans, just had a dream in hand. Little mom and pop orange groves, people living off the fruits of their labor, and that's hard land to acquire because that land comes with a dream running right smack dab through the middle of it. So what's Disney gonna do? My aunt and uncle, they never had nothing but a Fireball red stock car and a little piece south of Orlando. For when they retired, got old and gray, Orange County annexed it away, and they gave it to that rat that did Orlando. Made a big old sewer plant in Orlando. Shame it. Disney took that land from my aunt and uncle because they ended up in my family home in Isla Mirada in the Florida Keys in Lower Matacombe. Y'all probably got a relative just like my Uncle Bob. He came 3 weeks, he stayed 3 years. Uncle Bob drank all the beers. Well, my heart's in my hand, Orlando. I know how tough it can be when your hometown disappears right from under your feet. Got my sympathy. I'm a third generation native from Miami. You cannot believe the things that I have seen. Of course, my town started out as a Mickey Mouse town. And I hear they're gonna build a bullet train from Miami to where you are. Well, at least I won't have to drive my relatives up in my car. I'm sick of tourist spots. I never really liked them a lot. Especially since that rat got Orlando. Dirty little rat that had Orlando. Here we go. M-I-C. See you real soon. K-E-Y. Because we like daddy's money. And mommy's money too. M-I-C. See you real soon, kids. M-O-U-S-A. You dirty little rat, you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, this is a story about your environment. And that you can make a difference. Each one of you. I want you to remember that an environmental defeat is forever, but an environmental victory is temporary. So you can't just beat them once. You got to keep beating them. This is kind of an old song, but I'm going to bring it back because it's the same people doing the same stuff to the same old state, your state of Florida, and I'd kind of like to stop them, and I hope you'll help me. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, you can march with those signs and it'll make a difference. We're Florida sugar, we're raising cane, burning and slashing and trashing up your blades. We got a hankering for money, got more money than brains. They backwash that dirty water in Oakland. Florida, Florida, I'm here to say we're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home to the ground. You with me? Yeah. We're Vindicator Industries, Mulberry, FLA. We run your food through radiation. It keeps longer that way. Forget about the cobalt or the nuclear waste. Here's a four-month-old strawberry. Don't you love that fresh Florida taste? I'm not buying it, no way. Florida, Florida, I'm here to say we're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home to the ground. How many of y'all have gone canoeing on Fish Eating Creek? Yeah, here we go. Saddle up. Well, we're the Lacks brothers, and we got some beef with all them canoers down on Fish Eating Creek. We're gonna string us up some barbed wire. They what it likes, it's gone. Messing around, stop running my Florida home to the ground. Here's a victory, yeah. Well, the old Lita River, she still runs free through Miami. She's a developer's dream, except for all them pesky manatees. When we bankrupted the developer, he said that he was robbed by environmental watchdogs on a 24-hour job. Around, stop running my Florida home into the ground. Yeah, Florida, Florida. Thank y'all. I'm Valerie, and this is Hank Rue. Thanks a lot.
Valerie, Kara Kappen, Hank Rue, thank you. Okay, we're going to go back up to North Florida to Tallahassee. Our next performer is so well known here at the Florida Folk Festival all over the state of Florida. He performs in colleges and concertizes, and he travels around the world. Went to Japan a year ago and performed in the southern part of the country. Was very well received, of course. He just completed a compilation of CDs of other North Florida songwriters and included himself. Three of them in 1 year. That's pretty amazing. Please welcome from Tallahassee, good old salt music, salt water music from Del Suggs.
Thank you. Thanks. But gee, it just feels like a homecoming here, doesn't it? It always feels like a family reunion. Thanks for sticking around through all the rain today. And if you left and came back, bless your hearts. It's so nice to have somebody to play for at one of these things. Yeah.
There's an old tree in an Ansel Adams photo, gnarled and twisted by the wind. And where the limbs have snapped, it is healed back over, never to be broken again. And in the same way, our spirits are shattered. And our hearts grow calloused, and our heads grow thick, and our patience grows alarmingly thin, but we grow stronger in the broken places, men, we grow stronger. In the broken places, hope we don't get hurt again. It's like a favorite pair of jeans, old and faded, just the lightest shade of blue. But the fabric holds where the patches are. We'll find another place to wet through. Stronger in the road. fences mend, we grow stronger in the broken places. Turn the other cheek until we run out of face. We learn to forgive, we learn to forget, not at the same pace, 'cause it's hard to heal when the wound is fresh and you're trying not to bleed. But the hole will close and the pain will stop just as surely as you breathe, as we grow stronger in the broken places. Broken places, man, we grow stronger in the broken places.
Thank you so much. Oh, bless your hearts. That's from my last solo CD, which is called Floating on the Surface. Well, it's been a wonderful weekend. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. As always, I have enjoyed myself immensely, and I just consider myself the luckiest man on the planet to get to actually travel around the country and perform for people and do what I really would do absolutely free and get paid for it. So I want to thank you folks for letting me come out and sing for you tonight and wrap up my little short set here with a tune called Boundless.
There are these walls, these barricades we place around us to keep us in, or maybe keep our feelings out. But today I had this breakthrough I don't think I can explain. It's a piece of understanding came racing through my brain and left me boundless. I have this feeling I am boundless. I cannot be contained, I will not be restrained. I've opened up my eyes and I have come to realize that I am boundless. Often time flows against us like a river, and though we try, never swim upstream. So I struggle with the current, fighting what I can't resist, instead of floating on the surface like some great illusionist. When I am boundless, I have this feeling I am boundless. I can't be contained, I will not be restrained. I've opened up my eyes and I have come to realize that I am boundless. What is this power have been lifted and my freedom is restored. I believe I found a master key to open any door. And I am boundless. I have this feeling I am boundless. I can't be contained, I will not be restrained. I've opened up my eyes and I have come to realize that I am boundless. I have this feeling I am boundless. I can't be contained, I will not be restrained. I've opened up my eyes. Oh, I am boundless.
How about another hand for Del Suggs? Our next performer is from way down south again. And 2 years ago, year before last, Boom Slang Swamp Singer won the Will McLean Award for the best song of the year. And let me tell you, this is the title of the song. You're not going to believe this. I was one of the judges, and I couldn't believe it either. Since you can fit New Jersey into the Everglades, this year looks like they're going to try. He's got a couple other real funny ones for you planned, too. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe and Jimmy Billy's Hat, which I truly love. After he won his prize, he took the money and invested it, all of it, at several regional recreational facilities in the Everglades. He's now the library card holder at the Broward County Public Library. He's also a member of the Barnett Bank Christmas Club. Severe penalties for early withdrawal. Please welcome Boom Slang.
You know, during this past fiscal year, I took all the money that I earned playing swamp music, and I invested it in a project known as the Cross Florida Mall. That's a continuous mall that is to stretch from the lovely urban village of Kendall down in the southernmost portion of County Dade, all the way up through South Florida, then around Lake Okeechobee, then on up to the magnificent Garden City of Winter Park in County Orange, so that South Florida as well as Central Florida shoppers can shop for miles without ever stopping. I made so much money on that investment, a factor of 10 to the 6th power, that I took that $100 and invested it in a Everglades regional recreational facility that served hearty meals to swampers for reasonable prices. And I think I found such a facility at the Flamingo Road Kill Cafe. No one comes here no more, there's too much of a crowd. You can't hear the music, they play too loud. And it's gotten so late, we might as well stay at Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. It's drinks on the house, and charge him to my buddy. Here's mud in your eye, 'cause you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the longer you'll stay. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey, Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. The special today is smoked wildebeest. Each Thursday night they put out quite a feast. What's an armadillo look like when he's in a buffet? At Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. It's drinks on the house, and charge him to my buddy. Here's mud in your eye, 'cause you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the longer you stay. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey, Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Well, we just played a set of our 10 greatest hits. They don't pay us in cash, but Flamingo drink chits. We can drink them tonight or on any weekday at Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. You guys know the chorus well enough to do a sing-along? All right, we're on TV, so I don't want you to screw it up. So let's practice first. I'll say the words and you say them back to me, so I'll make sure you got them. So it's drinks on the house. And charge them to my buddy. His mud in your eye. Because you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the later, the longer you'll stay. Don't screw it up. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. So next time the chorus comes around, you'll be ready. The owner hates drunks and she can't stand drinkers. She dates swamp singers and other deep thinkers. She plays hard to get just to keep me away. At Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Now there isn't any chorus after this verse, so you have to wait till the next one. And by the way, I'd like row 32, and that's the row right before the sound engineers, to please refrain. I heard the number you did on the sing-along last night, all right? I ordered a Coke and a small bag of chips. Ordered fried veggies with exotic dips. Then I asked for a chicken to be broiled by the fires. But the possum they brought me still tasted like tires. All right, if all of you have been rehearsing in small groups, here's the chorus. It's drinks on the house and charge them to my buddy. His mud in your eye, but you sure look muddy. The less food you eat, the longer you stay. Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Hey, hey, Flamingo Roadkill Cafe. Thank you. You sounded very good, except, of course, for row 32, who could not refrain. You know, back in a dozen years ago, back in 1985, when South Florida became the 51st state of the Union, part of the deal that we worked with the legislature was, although we got our own congressional delegation, we did not get our own governor. We had to share a governor with North Florida. Fair enough. As a consequence, the chief of the Seminole tribe, actually the chairman of the Seminole Corporation, Jim Billy, became like the shadow governor of South Florida. And South Florida is indeed fortunate to have Jim Billy as the leader of the Seminole Nation, because he's not only a great conservator of the Seminole language and history, but he's also a fine, fine South Florida composer, as you all know. Well, when I first became a swamp singer, the people came to me and said, "Hey, you can't be a real swamp singer to have a song with Chief Jim Billy in it."
My middle name is Yard Sale, can't afford to pass one by. One day a hat said buy me, as it caught my eye, though it was cheap at half the price. Soon on my head it sat, think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. I bought this American flag, which had 48 stars, and some old Burma shave sign. Bought a trip to Mars, a rubber tip for a walker. Got a good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Bought a red tennis ball with a pebble loose inside, and a Jerry Vale album that I still haven't tried. Gas tax refund vouchers, got a good deal on that, but I think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. I bought Gordon Liddy's flashlight that he used at Watergate, and a terrible swift sword from a Civil War estate. Got the Loch Ness Monster's autograph, got a real good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Photographs of John the Baptist, though not the John you think, and a shrine for your lawn made from half a sink. Amelia Earhart's flight plan, got a real good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jim Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Come to think of it, I paid way too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. I just heard a couple of chairs being smashed backstage, so I think that means the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band is in the building. I'm going to go off stage and change. Wait a minute, we're all family here. I think I'll change right here.
Joining the bullfrog from the swamp, I think they're coming out, his band, the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band. All right, come on. You know what swamper music is? This is what they do, swamper music. It's a crossover between roadhouse blues and environmental country music. It celebrates the lives, loves, and lifestyles of swampers living and working in and near the wetlands and sloughs of the South Florida Everglades. Let's see, the Peters Road Swamp Band features Bear Wilson on lead guitar, Boom Slang on banjo, which we know, Mark on the washboard, Gator on mandolin, War Dog on the acoustic guitar, and Sonny on lead guitar. How about a warm welcome for the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band? Say that real fast, 10 times.
You did. You know, in the deep, deep south, including the Everglades, crossroads are places where things happen that are difficult to describe later, such as encounters with close friends who have recently died, or sightings of friends who have been dead for more than several years. As soon as we get set up, Bear Wilson from Citrus County is going to tell us such a story.
Florida crossroads, where the night it is browner than brown. I said it's 4 miles east of that old 41, where on the old maps there once was a town. And it's a way out on the L-shaped road, where the orange grows, they smell just like lies. And it takes me back to when I was a kid, but I've been there a couple of times. And I said we sat outside that two-story store, and I leaned against that old wooden table. And I said even back then it felt just like a dream, and I'd go back then if I were able. And I saw Jim and Whip and Hank Gamble, and it made me forget they was gone. Where we started away after midnight, but I was gone by the dawn. And
and I said we sang a bit of the old song.
Back the water.
And we sang some that I had never heard. We'd sing that chorus over and over. Now I don't remember a word. And I saw Jim and Will and Gamble. And it made me forget they was gone. Yeah, we started away after midnight, oh yeah. But I was known by the dawn. Come on, boy. Said we'll all meet at the Florida crossroads where the night it is browner than brown. I said it's 4 miles south of that old 41 where all the old maps there once was a town. I said the old maps there once was a town.
Got the hook, yeah. Familiar to me.
Waiting through 51 long weeks till the blush of May marshals a folk music on. The long nights away. We come back to the tower, back to the tower when a green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again. Once each century, while the White Spring Nation gathers annually, and we'll come back to the tower, back to the tower. We'll come back to the tower, back to the tower when a green North Florida morning brings us back to White Springs again, brings us back.
Diane, I'm going to tell a story.
and the folk process continues. While Jim Billy gets set up with his band, I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to sing and tell you a story. How about that? Thank you. Diane is going to interpret, hopefully. This is a fairy tale, or excuse me, that's not politically correct. This is a bedtime story. One that we all know. 'Tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we have found the place just right, we will be in the valley of love and light. Once upon a time, there was an economically disadvantaged tinker, or a metal household utensil repairman, as he preferred to be called. He and his wife lived in a converted school bus on a lot right next to the estate of the local witch, or the black magic practitioner, as she preferred to be called. The tinker's wife was expecting a child, and she craved some of the lettuce that grew in the witch's meticulously kept garden. So she begged and pleaded for her husband to climb the fence and gather some for her. He finally submitted and jumped the fence and gathered as much as he could in his arms. But before he could get back, the witch caught up with him and held him by the scruff of his neck. You see, because of her upbringing and socialization, she was somewhat kindness impaired. "Where are you going with my lettuce?" asked the witch. Now, at this point, the tinker could have argued with her over the concept of ownership. He chose, however, in a degrading spectacle, to plead for mercy. "It's my wife's fault. She's expecting a child, and she forced me to climb this fence and get the lettuce. Please, please spare me. I realize that a single-parent family is acceptable these days, but don't deny my child the benefit of a two-parent family structure." Well, the witch released him and disappeared without a word. And he went home with an armful of lettuce. A few months later, after excruciating pain, pain that a man could never fully appreciate, the tinker's wife gave birth to a beautiful, healthy pre-woman. They named her Rapunzel, after a type of lettuce. A short time later, the witch appeared at the door to claim the child. After all, she had spared the tinker that day in the garden. Because of their hopeless station in life, the tinker and his wife were open to exploitation, and they had no choice but to let her take the baby. She quickly sped into the woods and imprisoned Rapunzel in a tall tower that had no doors nor stairs, but it did have a single window at the top. And when the witch wanted to see Rapunzel, she would go to the tower and stand at the bottom of the tower and sing. "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, that I might climb your stair." And Rapunzel would allow her beautiful hair to cascade out the window and down the tower. And the witch would climb to the top. And they would spend hours singing folk music. For the witch truly loved folk music, and she taught Rapunzel many, many songs. She loved traditional songs, and she taught her some of those, like, "The water is wide, I cannot get o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that will carry two, and both shall row, my love and I." She also loved the songs from the 60s and taught her some of those, too. "Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. The answer, my suffering is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. And she especially loved the songs written by Florida songwriters, but she would take these songs and change them and make them her own. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. I won't change, pay for the things you wanna buy. Wear your old faded dress, it has holes, it's a mess. Walk out, my love, if you're not satisfied. I'm a woman, need I say more? I'm a woman, need I say more? Oh, they spent many hours singing, many days singing, because you see, the witch was Rapunzel's only companion, until one day a prince came through the woods and he hears this voice singing, and he's drawn to the tower, but as he approaches he sees the witch and he hides in the trees, and he watches as the witch calls to Rapunzel and her hair falls down and she climbs to the top, and they spent the entire afternoon singing folk songs. Well, when it was safe, he went to the tower and called up to Rapunzel. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, that I might climb your stair. And obediently Rapunzel let her hair fall down, and he climbed to the top. Oh, beautiful damsel, I've come to hear you sing. But please, no more folk songs. No more folk music. I want to hear you sing some country music. Do you know I'll Tennessee You in My Dreams? Or what about Redneck Girl? How about Friends in Low Places? Walmart Parking Lot? 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses. Well, Rapunzel didn't know what to make of this character with the hairy face and the musky body odor. But she was somewhat attracted to him, and she opened her mouth to sing. Stop, said the witch. How did you get up here? Asked Rapunzel. I had a second set of hair made for an emergency, and I can see that this is an emergency. And she looked at the prince, and she said, what are you doing up here? I've come to hear Rapunzel sing country music. Absolutely not. I will not allow it. I don't think you're going to stay here very long. I'm going to knock you off this tower into the thorn bush below. I wouldn't do that if I were you, said the prince, because I have friends in the recording industry. And with your help, we can make millions off of a Rapunzel. There'll be record contracts, video deals. We'll even have a look-alike Rapunzel doll. We'll rake in the cash. The witch became interested, but Rapunzel's curiosity turned to revulsion. And she quietly slipped away, thinking about how for years she'd allow her hair to be exploited for the transportational needs of another, and now her voice was going to be exploited. She climbed down the second set of hair, dislodged it, and rode away on the prince's horse. She went into town, rented a room in a motel with real stairs, and decided to start an organization, a nonprofit organization, for the free proliferation of folk music. She cut off all her hair for a fundraiser. And she started to sing for free in libraries, museums, coffee houses, Unitarian churches, and the Florida Folk Festival. Ladies and gentlemen,